Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, it's been a while since I made a plain old teaching audio. I've been focusing on the fellowship audios that we do. Hope you're all doing well. We just arrived at our next destination. We're currently in Iowa, working our way north for some big preaching events. Hey, want to talk to you about something. Came up today. Trust needed in traveling ministry. Trust needed in traveling ministry. Let me read a Proverbs to you. Proverbs 28:26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Yeah, so this teaching audio is going to talk about using wisdom, not our flesh, not our heart. As people of God, we have to make good decisions using wisdom, especially when we are in full-time ministry, out street preaching. It can be dangerous, unsettling, unknown. You have to be guided by the Spirit and wisdom and know what's going on out here and not be tossed about in the flesh or have issues that we must be weary of. So this teaching audio is mainly for men who are thinking about or are in full-time ministry, street ministry, mostly what I'm focused on, and teaching. And we need to make good choices and not just run on our heart feelings when we're discerning other people, if that makes sense to you. To be specific, I'm talking about trusting in those who you would take with you if you do full-time traveling ministry. It's extremely important that you get this right, man. Again, there's lots of dangers, lots of unknowns out here. It's not a place for untested novices who are not reliable, that will take you off of the goal of preaching the gospel to the lost. So I want to warn you about that. Now, recently I had a situation come up. A young man popped up out of nowhere, and he started talking about and wanted to travel with us full-time to fellowship, teaching, and discipling, which is awesome, and then to go do street preaching. And that's an awesome thing. It sounds great, doesn't it? Oh, who wouldn't want to help a young person in that? But, you know, there's so many situations involved here. Let me share with you what this situation was. At first, this young so-called saint, I don't even know if he's truly born again now, had such zeal. He had a desire for the word, and it was very hopeful. And we talked about that possible goal of working towards us traveling together and preaching. We were studying the word together, didn't last very long, but everything quickly changed. Sadly, he showed signs of flesh, lies, deceit, doctrinal double-mindedness. And so I lost my trust in him, and I would be very hesitant to even talk about taking someone like him with me on the road full-time until he'd repented and then had a long track record in the faith. So he got a chance in the beginning, and then he failed at that, and then there was cause for caution. Now, a new saint, of course. A new saint is welcome into the body at their testimony, after they place their faith and they're baptized. They're placed in the body to be trained up for the work of the ministry. That's what Ephesians tells us the body is for. And that's to be done in the setting with elders and other men looking after them, training, teaching. Not out in full-time ministry, per se, out in the streets when they're brand new and untested. Very, very different situation. And I think I wanted to illustrate this point from Brother Apostle Paul, who gives us a very, very clear example in Scripture. And it illustrates my point, and we can all learn from it. Let's go to Acts 15, 37 through 40. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them. So right here we have Paul, Apostle Paul and Barnabas having a disagreement about somebody that's going to go do ministry with them. Exactly what I'm talking about. And Paul says no. And Barnabas wanted him to go with. Now, this young man had brought up this verse in our reasoning, and he said, oh, we don't know why Paul didn't want to take the man with. Actually, he didn't read the Bible very closely. That was one of his problems, by the way. The next verse tells us exactly why Paul was leery of this young man. I don't know if it was young man or not. He was a man. It says, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. Catch that? So this John Mark had departed from them. Didn't want to go with them for whatever reason. We don't know why. And he didn't go on and continue the work. He wasn't trustworthy. He left them once before. Now, of course, we would forgive someone. And 7 times 70, right? But this doesn't mean we then stop using solid wisdom and we would just invite them back into ministry in the streets, going out and doing trusted work. Oh no, there may be a proving time. They may never get that chance back. Using wisdom, solid judgment, not the flesh, right? So let's keep going. Verse 39. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark, that's John Mark, and sailed unto Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. So you see, Apostle Paul didn't trust this man, and he was not about to take him out on the road in ministry with him. This is serious, serious business, enough for Paul and Barnabas to separate and cause division. So, you know, I never want to hear this when people tell me, oh, you shouldn't cause division, you shouldn't have difference of opinions, should all just go along and get along and compromise. Don't tell Apostle Paul that. All right? Don't tell the man picked by Jesus Christ that. So, we see that discernment and wisdom has to be used. This man wasn't trustworthy, so he no longer qualified to go with Paul. And I know what that's like, because I've had many situations like this. Now, one thing I want to note is, we don't know the age of this man, John Mark. Age often has little to do with this, as Timothy, we know in the scriptures, was young, but Paul had a great trust in him. So he was obviously very trustworthy, probably mature. Paul knew this about him. So it's not about age, it's more about maturity in the Lord. We'll talk about that in a minute. All right. Now again, while we don't know anything about the situation with this Mark John gentleman that Paul wouldn't take with him traveling, other than he left them in Pamphylia and didn't do the work, Paul gives us warning about young people in the faith, new people, I should say, new, not young, new people in the faith. 1 Timothy 3:6, but a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Yeah. This is in reference to teachers, yeah, elders. But young people, or again, new in the faith, I shouldn't say young, new in the faith, can fall into pride. This young man, when he first contacted me and was so zealous for the word and we were studying, and I warned him, I said, watch out. I've seen many people like you get to the gate, get right here, and they turn back. And he said, oh, no way. Like it couldn't happen to him. He was so prideful that he thought he was already on the way. And I'm like, you just started. You have so much yet to prove. You've barely walked through the gate. Get going. Endure. Strive. Well, guess what? He was prideful. He was inexperienced. He didn't realize what was at stake. He didn't listen to good counsel. He's ended up going back into bad doctrine and false associations. So this all calls for a higher level of judgment, discernment. And there's a near zero margin for error when we're out in the street for God's glory, preaching the gospel. That is not the place that we're to be babysitting novices. They get trained up in the body. They can come out for training on short-term missions. But anyone that is questionable or not qualified should not be part of it. That's what we're seeing here. Also, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul's telling us about some other believers we need to be careful of. And this young man had this problem too. Carnal-minded. 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. And I fed you milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet are you now able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy, strife, and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? So carnal is in the flesh. We know from Romans 8 that we're to walk in the spirit if we're seasoned, if we're mature. If you walk in the flesh out in the streets, you're going to get in real trouble real fast with mockers, with police, with violent people. No place for that out in the streets. So there's another warning about carnal people. So we have novice, we have carnal, we have people that are suspect. These are people that we don't want to put in leadership or in evangelistic roles or even in support roles until they're trained up and reliable, right? Also, we see Paul talking about in 1 Corinthians 13:11 this. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. So no matter a person's age, they should be sober-minded, serious, and mature in the faith, and they shouldn't be about childish ways. I see a lot of immaturity, and even men in their mid-20s, headed towards 30s, even in their 40s and 50s, a lot of immaturity because this culture is so feminized. People don't grow up. People don't stand strong. They're not bold in the word. They're not bold in their own confidence, abilities. And so there's a lot of issues. But we're told to be sober-minded and sound in the faith, not tossed about by every wind of doctrine. Amen? Now Jesus, our Lord and Savior, tells us in Matthew 5:48, be therefore perfect, even as your Father is in heaven is perfect. Even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now, if we look at that word perfect in the Greek, I'm not perfect. I'm pretty sure you aren't either. Teleios. You know what it means, really? We know we can't be perfect and never sin and walk like Jesus did. It means to be a full age, complete, and mature. So that would be somebody that doesn't live in sin, somebody that doesn't keep doing the same sins over and over, somebody that knows how to master their flesh and walk in the spirit. Full-time workers in the street need to be mature and complete in the faith, or at least have the building foundation, the building blocks to build upon all of that. Does that make sense? Not putting novice, not prideful, not new converts, not double-minded carnal men. No, that's not going to work very well. So some factors. Let's talk about some factors, warning signs that would help us to make good decisions on who we would take with us on long-term mission trips. I'm not talking about going out witnessing for a day. No, that's good training. I'm talking about people that will go with you and labor in the ministry day after day after day. It's valuable time. It's dangerous time. It's critical time. It's serious time. It's not really the place for newbies. There's other places for that. Let's look at some situations here. Number one, are they very young in the faith? Yeah, young in the faith. You could have a 20-year-old that's very mature in the faith. You could have a 60-year-old that's not sober-minded and very immature, right? So are they young in the faith and unproven with not much time, not much study in God's Word? That's a danger sign. Be careful of taking someone like that with you. Two, do they have a record of double-mindedness, bad doctrine, error, confusion? This young man turned out to be very confusing. One day this, one day that, next day this, a lot of communication, then no communication, boldness, then weakness, then timid, standing on solid doctrine, going back to weak doctrine, false doctrine, calling out false teachers, then making excuses for false teachers. That's not somebody you want to take with you in full-time ministry out in the streets. Do they have a past issue of falling away from the faith, inconsistency in the faith, bad ministry decisions, general unfaithfulness as a saint of God? All right. Now, we all make mistakes. Everybody's got a different testimony. But people that are going to be used in ministry, they're going to be expected. We're going to read about that at a high standard. And so you don't want to be putting people in ministry that just are not qualified and don't have what it takes. Number four, are they weak in doctrine, not mature in the foundation of Christ, the gospel, the doctrines of the apostles. You got to be solid. You got to be know what you're teaching, know what you stand on. I always tell men, make sure you're ready to die for everything you teach and preach. Otherwise, you're going to be deceived or deceive others. You're going to be weak and ineffectual. Remember Jesus, they were amazed at his authority in the word. And then the apostles, when they got the Holy Spirit, their boldness and their authority. Yeah, that's how we got to be. And so people that are weak in doctrine, immature in the faith, it's not going to work. Number five, do they walk in the Spirit or in the flesh as a habit? Yeah, I've seen that too, a lot. You see a lot of street preachers that are really fleshly. And you see a lot of men that are claiming to be Christians, and they're really fleshly. You know, the Bible says we have to walk in the Spirit, not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. We're all going to slip in our flesh a bit. I know what happens to me out in the street when people get in my face, grab my sign, grab me. Oh, it's worse when they come after my quiet wife. Yeah, that really gets in my flesh, and I got to put that flesh down and control it, master it. I still have a flesh, but we have to master it. I see a lot of people that just don't want to master their flesh. They want to live for themselves, not for the truth and the Spirit and the Lord. There's no place in ministry for that. So once these people get rooted in the faith, as I said, some short-term mission trips, going out day witnessing if they feel called, it's good. Get them trained up. But in most cases, these men are not ready to jump right into street ministry in this dark, wicked world. Maturity, time, seasoning, proving themselves, a track record of the basic faith before they go into full-time ministry to be supported to do something like that. Here's a fact for you. Paul went into Arabia for 3 years to train. Yeah. Galatians 1, 17 and 18 says, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. So Paul went away to be trained up in the faith. That's a good marker for all of us, isn't it? Making good decisions, good judgment about who goes with you in the full-time field to do street ministry, street preaching. Don't make that decision with your flesh. Because you know why? Because if you're a man of God, we love everybody, right? We want to take everybody with us. We want to love on, look after, encourage everybody. You know what? You can't do it. Jesus set them out two by twos. All right? You can't take everybody with you. This is a warning to you, all women, when you're doing ministry, if it's ministry that God's called you to and it's biblical to do so, men, when you're out doing your street preaching, be careful who you're taking with you, using wisdom. James 3, I'm going to read some verses to you from James 3. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Talking about being a teacher or leader. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in the word, the same is a perfect man, and able to also bridle his whole body. Behold, we put bits into horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. I appreciate that. I used to train horses. We got to be able to control our tongues. That's the flesh many times. Novices have a hard time with that. 13. Who is a wise man who endureth with knowledge among you? Let him show out of good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. There's that wisdom we need. Works with wisdom. Making good choices about who we do ministry work with. But if you have bitter, envying, strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Yeah, that's the problem here. We must be consistent. We must have a track record. We must be mature if we're going to be in full-time ministry, street preaching, dealing with a lot of bad situations in the streets, because we can ruin our witness, we can smear the Lord's truth. Not a good thing at all. 15. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where is envy and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. Yeah, I've even been involved with people that are like jealous of other people's preaching. Knowledge and maturity. That's strife and envy, and there's no place for that out in the streets. That person needs to go back, humble themselves, grow in the Lord before they take on ministry. But the wisdom that is above is pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Isn't that beautiful? That's just talking about a mature, solid, grounded, rooted Christian in the scriptures, not a novice, not somebody you want to take out with you in the streets doing full-time ministry. So those are just some thoughts from an old street preacher who's scoured the scriptures for years, and I've experienced a lot of things. And I told someone the other day, you know, I'm an expert about a lot of stuff. And that sounds boastful, right? And then I said, ask me why I'm an expert. And they asked me, and I said, because I've made about every mistake you could make probably multiple times as a newbie. When I first came to the faith, I had no older brothers to help me. There was no one around. We had mockers around. But you know what? We strove hard. We strived on in the Lord, and He grew us up, and we eventually got to know a few other saints that edify and encourage us and sharpen our swords. That's just some thoughts from my experiences. Be very, very careful. Having one good, well-seasoned, mature, close believer with you out in the world working for the Lord is far better, men, than having 10 novices that you have to babysit, make excuses for, correct, get out of trouble, versus going out preaching the gospel to the lost, making disciples, teaching them to obey. Let those people that already claim Christ, let them be in deep study. Let them get in the body. Study with them long distance. That's what I do. I disciple people long distance rather than take them traveling with me. Get trained up in the body. Get rooted. Get solid in the foundation of the faith. Get mature. Then enter a ministry. Slowly being trained. That what God has called you to. You know, one of the things I notice is a lot of people think street preaching is like real romantic and real cool. Real going out there. Oh, it's really awesome. It is not for everyone. You must be called to it. Okay? Just like being a teacher is not for everyone. Not a pastor. You must be called to it. Different gifts, hand, eye, foot, all different parts of the body, right? Let them be trained up in the body. Let them enter the ministry slowly. Let them be sound and be shown to be eligible for the task at hand. Preaching Christ crucified, giving an answer, right? Calling the world to repentance and standing against evil and darkness. Yeah, it's a heavy task. Let them show that they are worthy of that. So ponder that, men and ladies. Ponder all these things I've said. Test it to the Word of God. Don't be swept away with people that are inconsistent, double-minded, novice, prideful, have bad motives. They'll destroy your ministry. Think about that. I've got so many enemies because I call out the truth and expose evil. All they need is for me to take a novice with me and have something bad happen to destroy my witness for the Lord. I don't want that to happen. I want that young person to be trained up in the faith and do what God's called him to do and be ready. Not be out there prideful, puffed up, thinking he's ready to do it right away. So ponder that all, will you? I hope that's helped you, give you some thoughts and points. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. I also have a sister's blog from Sister Debbie. Every day edifying the saints, preparing you for whatever ministry God's called you for, called you to. Why? Because we love God, we love our neighbor, we want you, and we love our brothers and sisters. We want you to strive in the Word, test yourself, go deep in the Scriptures, conform to the Word of God, walk in holiness and obedience, and let us know how we can help you in the faith. Use wisdom and discernment in the decision-making process of who's going to go preaching with you. Don't operate in the flesh. Make people work hard, study, strive, endure, build their foundation. Then they can enter and think of going into ministry. Don't just throw them into ministry. What a foolish mistake it would have been if I would have taken this young man with me. I hope he repents. I hope he strives on in truth. He went back to his vomit of false doctrine and false teachers. But there's hope. There's hope. If he'll repent and obey the gospel. Hey, Got to get down the gospel road. Till next time, we love you all. May God be praised.